Good evening, everybody. So last night we began to have a discussion about being mispalel on a chola, and we presented the following issue, which really at face value is a very serious problem. If we read the Gemara in Shavuot Tesvav Amud Beis, it seems very clear that one is not permitted to use the Torah for own private purposes. And the Gemara says, included in that iser, is if a person uses the Pesuk of the Torah in a time when he himself is not well, or a relative, or somebody he knows is not well. The Dibrei Torah should be Le'ilu Nishmas, Malka Bas Eliyahu. She should have an Aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila. So again, so the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesvav Amud Beis tells us we're not allowed to use the Torah for our own private purposes. Oh. Malka Bas Eliyahu. And also, Chia
Ben
Chacham Rafael. Okay, he should also have a tremendous Aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila from our Dibrei Torah. So again, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesvav, it seems that one is not allowed to use the Dibrei Torah for his own private purposes. If we look in the Rambam tells us that, included in that, the Rambam takes this so far and he says, a person who is mispalel on a chola and he uses the Dibrei Torah as a schus for the chola, or he, something of that nature. So the Rambam says, not only is he not allowed to do that, the Rambam says he's menachish, he's a chover chover, he's violating Yisurim Daraisa. Then the Rambam says, Hareyu kechofrim b'Torah, she'en osin Dibrei Torah rufuas haguf. The Rambam calls you a chofer b'Torah. So this is an unbelievable thing. This is quoted as well in Shulchan Aruch Yerudeya, Simen Kufayin Tes. And it's a big issue. How do we explain the minhag ha'olam to say Tehillim? Everybody across all spectrums has the minhag to say Tehillim for a chola, so how is this permissible? So we suggested the first answer last night was based on the Meiri. The Meiri writes that the only time this is an issue is in a case where the person is not following the regular steps of refuah, meaning he's not going to the doctors, he's not taking medications, he's not doing anything that a normal sick person would do. All he's doing is he's using the Dibrei Torah to try to make himself better. In that case, the Meiri said, that is an issue of using the Dibrei Torah for his own private purposes, asur l'srapas b'Dibrei Torah. However, if he's taking medications, he's going to the doctors, he's doing everything he's supposed to, so the Meiri tells us that that is a heter, that is a situation where a person would be allowed to also, on top of that, use the Dibrei Torah, meaning say some Tehillim for the Chola, do some davening, do some learning, that would be permissible. Answer number two, which we only got through the introduction last night, but let's go a little bit further. The Gemara tells us in the Erev in Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph, Hachash Barosho Yasek Patorah, someone who doesn't feel well, he should learn Torah. Says the Gemara, Hachash B'chal Aguf, someone who's not feeling well in his whole body, he should also learn Torah. Now we said a whole explanation how this Gemara fits with other Gemaras, okay, but let's move on. Basically, the Nefesh HaChaim points out, why is this the case? Why is it that the Torah gives a person strength? Why is it that the Gemara tells us that a person who is not feeling well in any of the parts of his body should go ahead and immerse himself in learning Torah? Why will that help him become better? So the Nefesh HaChaim explains, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, that basically every one of the Taryag Mitzvahs is connected to the Taryag Evarim that we all have in the body, Ramach Evarim Shesah Gidim. So we all have that, and we have Ramach Mitzvahs and Shesah Loisaseh. So the Zohar HaKadosh writes that based on this, there is some sort of intrinsic connection between all the Mitzvahs HaTorah and the human body. It's not clear exactly, for those of us who are not familiar with the Zohar HaKadosh, it's not so clear exactly what that means, but we all take this as a given. So the Nefesh HaChaim says that basically, if a person understands this, he'll know that every aver in the body is connected to some sort of mitzvah or aver. Therefore, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Talmud Torah connected kulam. If we know that Talmud Torah is considered like a connected kulam of all the Taryag mitzvahs, so if a person's not feeling well, so why not go ahead and learn? That will help him for everything. That will give him a refuas aguf on every part of his body. Zak the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Dalid, because Talmud Torah is connected kulam, so mamela, based on the Zohar, it turns out it's connected the whole body as well. So that's the way he explains. And that's why he says that the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Hey, if a person is having some issue, some sort of personal issue, so the Gemara says he should go through a bunch of steps, he should do tshuva, he should do this, he should do that. But then the final answer the Gemara says is, he should go ahead and learn Torah. Why does the Gemara say he should go ahead and learn Torah? Because we assume that Talmud Torah connected kulam, so that can solve all of his problems that he might be encountering. So now, the Marsha writes in his Pirush on Masechah Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. He points out, yes, this is a nice idea, that hachash b'rosho yasek b'torah, but he says, how do we understand that in light of this Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesvav? Doesn't it say, asur l'srapas b'divrei Torah? The Gemara says a person is not allowed to use the Torah for his own private purposes. Well, if that's true, so how do we give an Eitzah to a person who's not well? He should go ahead and learn Torah and make himself better. How is that permissible? Says the Marsha as follows. Says the Marsha, a person says he wants a schus in order that he should be able to do more avodas Hashem. When he's sick, he can't get up for davening. When he's sick, he can't put on tefillin. When he's sick, there's some issue that he can't be mekayim fully. There's some mitzvah in the Torah that he's not able to do to its fullest. So therefore, says the Marsha, obviously if a person goes ahead and he davens or he learns in order that he should become better, that he gets a refuas hanefesh, that's the best possible thing. But then says the Marsha, even if he has in mind that by a byproduct of having a refuas hanefesh, he should also be granted a refuas haguf, so the Marsha says that's okay. That's the way the Marsha explains why this Gemara tells us that Hachash Barosha Yasek Petorah, how is he allowed to use the Torah for his own private purposes? The answer is that he's primarily being mispallel, he should have a refuas hanefesh. And then once he has that refuas hanefesh, and he's able to do the mitzvahs as he would generally like to do them when he's well, so therefore we want that that should count as well for his refuas haguf on the side. So other Acharonim pick up on this and they say, when a chole or when other people are learning the shame, the refuah shleim of a chole, so they say you should be careful to think that really I'm learning Torah because it's mitzvah Hashem, because the Rabban Shalom told me it's a good thing to learn and that's what I'm supposed to be doing all day. It's an Isra Bittul Torah, it's an Isra Chamer. However, the Acharonim say that by a byproduct of my Limanah Torah, by a byproduct of my schusim for being a Bablin Talmud Torah, I'm supposed to think as well that I want it to be farechend as a schus for the chol. But really, that's not what the person is supposed to have in mind primarily. So the Tzitz Eliezer explains that based on this marsha, that is the way we can also explain why one is allowed to be mispal on a chol. And with that in mind, he explains the nusach of the yihi ratzon, that this is why when we say a yihi ratzon for a chol, we say, what do we say? Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf. What do you mean refuas ha-nefesh? Nothing wrong with his nefesh, right? The guy's doing fine. So the answer is no, because if we don't stick in that clause, if we don't say refuas ha-nefesh, then there's no heter at all for us to be mispallel. So number one, we're primarily being mispallel. He should be granted a refuas ha-nefesh, he should be able to be mekayim all the mitzvahs ha-Torah. And then, we're also being mispallel, he should have, on the wayside, he should also have a refuas ha-guf. That's the way that Tzitz Eliezer explains. If you look in Rav Shlomo Zalman, is quoted in the Halicha Shlomo, that he said that the Iker Amiras ha-Tehillim, when we say Tehillim for Achola, he says, Iker Amiras ha-Tehillim is Mishum Talmud Torah. He says, really, we're saying Tehillim Mishum Talmud Torah. It's a Pella. We all think we're saying Tehillim because it's really a Tefillah. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, really, the Iker Amiras ha-Tehillim is because it's Talmud Torah, it's Kisvei HaKadosh, and a person is involving himself in the learning of Torah in the Schus of the Refuah Shleim. And he says, Zuchus Zu of Talmud Torah, Tamalo Olachola Shemavakesh Avuru. Either it should count for you or it should count for someone else. Ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, so if it's just Talmud Torah, so why are you learning Tehillim? If all it is Talmud Torah, so why don't you pick out Abra, Avos, and Zikin, go ahead and learn the first parak of Baba Kama, get involved in the sugya? Why are we learning Tehillim? Why do we get up after davening and say Tehillim? Why don't we learn Mishnayos for the Chola? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, because there's something that comes with the saying of Tehillim. He says that it is something that's Ma'or Halavavos, for Dveikus Hashem, and therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, once we have the opportunity to gather together, to share feelings and to share a schus for the nifter, so why not be ma'or ourselves as well? If we sit down and we learn Abba Ravis Nasikin, for most people that's not going to give them such a hisarus, it's not going to get them going. But Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that once we're doing something as a schus for a chola, we may as well choose something which is really a ma'or as halavavis. So this is, I saw Nevin Sal writes in one of his ha'aras on the Sefer Shari Tzion, he wrote the ha'aras on his own, so Rav Nevin Sal pointed out over there, he said, if my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman is correct, that Tehillim is just Talmud Torah, so he said, have you ever gone to the Kosel HaMaravi? Did you ever see anybody who opens up a Gemara Baba Kama and he's crying over the Gemara? You ever saw such a thing? Someone, instead of going to say Tehillim by the Kosel, so he goes ahead and he opens a Gemara, Abra Avos Nezikin, and he's pouring his heart out over the Gemara? It's no such thing. Why not? So Rav Nevin Sal explains that, yes, Rav Shlomo Zalman's premise is correct, that it's Midin Talmud Torah, and that's what we're supposed to have in mind, primarily. That really we're being Mekai in the Mitzvah Hashem of Talmud Torah, but by the wayside, a byproduct of learning the Psukim and the Mizmorim of Tehillim, obviously there's also an added Mila that a person is going to be Ma'ur himself, because those Psukim of Tehillim are really things that are Ma'ur us generally. So that's the way he explains. I just think that this is the same as we find other Acharonim talk about in other aspects of Halacha as well. The Marsha not only in his Pirush on the Gemara, he also has a Pirush on the Rif on certain Masechtos. So if you look in the Marsha, in his Pirush on the Rif on Brachas, and Brachas Daf Hei, so the Marsha writes over there, quoting the Tshuva's Ginas Veradim. The Ginas Veradim is the Prima Gadim. So he says that the Ginas Veradim writes in his Tshuva's as follows. When a person puts up a mezuzah, so we all know the Rambam says, quoting the Gemara, that a mezuzah is a shmira for the bayis. Right? The Gemara tells us in the first parak in Avodah Zarah that Unculus, when he was trying to be Megayer, and then the Roman soldiers are trying to stop him from being Megayer, so the Gemara says over there that Unculus explained to them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands outside the door and he watches over us. So the mezuzah is really a shmira on the bayis. Says the Prima Gadim as follows, as quoted in the Marsha, that when a person puts the mezuzah on his house, im oses ha-mezuzah rak le-kavanas shimur, if a person, when he puts up the mezuzah, says, you know what? I'm putting this up because I want the Ribbono Shel Olam to watch over me. Says the Prima Gadim, sakana hi lo velo shmira. If a person has in mind that he just wants the mezuzah to be a shmira for him, and he doesn't have in mind the ikar kavana. The ikar kavana is what? That I'm doing it because the Ribbono Shel Olam told me that I have to put up a mezuzah on the door. So you're missing the boat. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. In such a case, that's not going to be a shmira adarava, that's going to cause for a more of a likelihood of sakana in that individual's home. So he says it's important to keep in mind, yes, sometimes we do things and we have side kavanas as we're doing the mitzvah, we have to remember what's the ikar and what's the tefil. So the Prima Gadim says, when a person puts up a mezuzah, he also has to keep that in mind. So the Kesef Mishnah writes in Ilchas Mezuzah, Eina kavana ba'asiyasa lishmar habayis, person shouldn't have in mind that the mezuzah should be shomer as habayis, rather, elatzar sheyechavin lekayim mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umemela nimshach shetishmar habayis. I should have in mind that I'm doing the mitzvah Hashem, and then Mimela, while I'm being Mekai in the mitzvah of Hashem, I want that the Ribbono Shel Olam should pay me back and watch over my house. So the same probably would apply by Kriya Shema Lamita. The Gemara tells us in this Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesvav, what we began with last night, the Gemara says that that is really some sort of protection for ourselves. It's a preemptive measure. When we say Kriya Shema Lamita, we're asking our Kodesh Baruch Hu to watch over us. So why should a person say Kriya Shema Lamita? He shouldn't just have in mind, watch over me at night. He should have in mind on being Mekayim, the Takanas Chachamim of saying Kriya Shema every single night. That takana has its roots in the Gemaras and Brachas, and they darshan it from Sukkim into Nasmachta. But basically, a person should really have in mind that I'm doing the mitzvah that I'm supposed to do. A byproduct of my mitzvah, I want that the Ribbono Shel Olam should look after me, and he should be shomer over my sleep when I can't take care of myself. So that is really what we should have in mind. Yeah.
Right.
So the way you have to understand it, I think, is that a person, the Chacham made a takana, that even if you recited Kriya Shema in Shul, you still have to recite Kriya Shema Lamita. So it's a separate takana de Rabbanan. So when a person goes to sleep, and now he's saying Kriya Shema Lamita, you should have in mind, I'm being Mekayim the takana Chachamim. Chacham said, when I go to sleep, I should say Kriya Shema. It's a big discussion whether a Talmud Chacham has to say Kriya Shema or not. He's always thinking and learning. It's a separate discussion, but basically, for most people, this is, and most of the Achronim say that with regard to many other halachas, is Ein Lanu Din Talmud Chacham is Manazet. So for sure, with regard to Kriya Shema Lamita, Chamir Sakanta Meisira, this is not a joke, we take it seriously. So for sure, by Kriya Shema Lamita, we'll say a person shouldn't take the chance, he should consider himself not a Talmud Chacham, and he should really recite the Kriya Shema Lamita. But what's he supposed to have in mind? Is he supposed to have in mind just that Hashem should be Shomer over me? Or is he supposed to have in mind more than that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really asking me to follow the mitzvahs Chachamim, and that's what I'm doing. And just by the wayside, I also have the schus of getting a shmir. Maybe tomorrow night we'll continue. I see we're out of time. Tomorrow night we'll continue with another very interesting issue, lahalacha, when it comes to being mispalel on a chola, and that is, just to introduce it, and then tomorrow we'll continue. That is based on the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Shoy La'omer Balpeh, something which is Torah Shebichsav. One is not allowed to recite that Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh. So if that's correct, how do we recite Tehillim? The Chazan gets up out of the Bima, he reads from a sitter, he says, Shir Malas Mima Makim, nobody's looking inside, everyone's saying it by heart. Why is that permissible? Seemingly, this is really Torah Shebichsav. It's a question, what does Torah Shebichsav actually encompass? Does it include Nevi'im Uksuvim or just Torah itself? So this we will talk about a little more tomorrow evening.